Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please get your zip code to pull up your account?
75093.
Hey, just one moment. And that was 75093.
Correct.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Margaret Peak.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Peak, can you verify your address for me?
3308 Preston Road, Suite 350, PMB 137, Plano, Texas.
Okay, thank you for verifying that. Now, I do see here that you do have our Go Beyond Keto and the Go Trim Cleanse. How can I help you?
Well, I'm just confused about my order. I have not received it, but the tracking is saying that I have received it. And is the $95.94 for both of them? I just probably need you to review my order.
Okay, first let me check the tracking. Okay, now I'm showing that you received your last shipment on August the 24th.
Well, when you say my last one, what does that mean?
Your initial shipment for your trial, the one that you paid the $497 and $597 for?
I haven't received anything from you all. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, got you. Because
so
initially,
what?
The reason why you're being charged, Ms. Peak, is because when you did place your order on the 16th, now you did just pay that $497 and $597.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do understand that you haven't received your package, but the system thinks that you did receive your package.
Yes.
Now, with that, it was a 14-day trial period as far as you to try out both the keto as well as that cleanse. Now, being that your account did not get closed out, it's charging you the full retail price for the keto and the GoTrim cleanse that you received. So that's why you're seeing those two charges of the $99.94 as well as the $95.94 attempting to come out of your account. But first and foremost, let me go ahead and start out. Go ahead and reship your keto as well as your cleanse for you. And I do apologize for you not receiving it.
Is that a one-time thing? It's not like you all are going to be billing again.
Now, what
right?
this is a recurring shipment plan, but being that you never received your product, so I can extend your trial period out for you an additional 20 days, which gives you some time to actually go forth with trying out the keto as well as the cleanse, and that would give you up until September the 22nd without incurring any additional charges, being that that $99.94 as well as the $95.94 have not completed at this time. If I do go ahead and apply that 20-day additional hold to it, it'll never go through.
So after then, how often are they sent?
Then if you do decide that you do not want to move forward by September 22nd, you're more than welcome to give us a call back to cancel out your account. If you do decide that you want to proceed beyond September 22nd, that's when you'll incur those two charges there.
So my credit card companies, I see. Well, they declined them because they thought that they were fraudulent, and that's what led me to look into this. And then we figured out that they were related to just exactly what you're saying. So that the $95.94 and $99.94, even though they were put through, they were declined. So you all are not going to put those through again until after September 22nd.
Right. If I do go ahead and issue you that 20-day additional hold, then it'll push those off.
Okay.
But if I go ahead and cancel it out right now, it's going to charge you.
So after September 22nd, then what is the time period that you all send these things again? I'm just
monthly.
Trying to figure out what I'm – oh, my. For the same price?
Mm-hmm. But if decide that you want to move forward after you try it out, now we do have some discounts available for you at that time that you can take advantage of, so that way it's more affordable for you to continue on with those shipments monthly.
Well, I know I'm not – yeah, I don't think I understood when I ordered that that was going to be a monthly. So I definitely did not understand that. Um, So I guess the thing is that I have not received a thing. I put in a call to the UPS store to ask if they can check their system to see if they can figure out if I sign.
Now, it wouldn't be coming UPS. It's coming regular mail.
Yes, but that address is a UPS store address. So they receive packages for me. So they would have received that. See what
okay.
I'm saying?
So you don't have a direct mailbox to your address. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. And but I
so is
I
it possible is it possible that they may have inadvertently misplaced the original package, do you think?
It's possible. So I've got a call in, and the guy that handles all the package distribution is at lunch, and he's going to call me back.
Okay, well, I still did go ahead and reship it out to you anyways.
But what I'm trying to say is if I know I'm not going to want something on a recurring basis necessarily unless I place that order, like I don't want to do an automatic order thing, what are my options here since you've already sent out a replacement to the one that I didn't get?
Okay, in the event that they do have the package, you're welcome to keep it. You don't have to send us anything back. We do not have a return policy on products, so you're welcome to keep whatever you do receive.
But what about the $95.90? And are they in one package or two packages?
It should come in one, but it's possible that it could come separately.
Okay. But when you say I'm welcome to keep, but I would still be on the hook for the $95.94 and the $99.94.
And again, what I'm doing right now, being that your two charges have declined, if I go ahead and apply this hold to your account, that's going to hold off those charges.
Yes, but
if you do decide that you want to call us back to cancel out by September the 22nd, you're finished.
But what about those?
There are none.
So the $95.94.
Right, being that we were able to catch it, but being that it declined at the time because you did state that your bank just put that on hold for you.
Yes.
So if I
yes.
go ahead and I pause your account and give you that additional hold time, that's going to kick those charges out. So the system is not going to try and charge you again. It's not going to charge you again until after September the 22nd if your account is not closed out.
And all I was trying to say is if I call before September 22nd, what you're saying is I'm done. I won't.
Correct. Everything is closed.
Okay. Shani, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. If you give me just another couple moments to actually move forward with adding this information to your account, and then I should be done in just a moment, okay? But I do want to make sure that I have everything done for you before I end the call.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No problem. All right, Ms. Peek, I do have everything updated for you as well as that reship sent out to you. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, just the reship is going to activate an email with the tracking. This one, I'm
yes, ma'am. It's
going to
give. Mm-hmm. So once you do see that email, it's going to say your order has been confirmed. But don't worry, you didn't pay anything additional. That was just me reshipping the product out to you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help. You did great.
Okay, well, thank you again. Thank you again, Ms. Peek. It was my pleasure assisting you, and you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for calling customer service.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.